Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond podcasting for dummies. And now your host, Chuck Tomasi.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Thank you for listening and subscribing. See, we told you that if you stay subscribed, you wouldn't be disappointed. This bonus episode comes from content that was meant for the special chapter in the book we called 10 Original Podcasters. These are people who started podcasting around 2004, 2005, and are still going at it today, either with their original show or another they still host. Some have grown into celebrity status with audiences in the 6 and 7 digit area, while others still do it for the love of podcasting. Either way, there are just regular people that started out just like everyone else with their first episode. Along the way, they learned a few things, and we thought we'd share some of that stuff. And since it didn't make it into the book, what a better way than to hear their own words in their own voices. Let's just go on the record and say that science is cool. At least T and I think so. That makes our first guest, Dr. Pamela Gay, one of T's and my favorite podcast veterans. She was one of a few early podcasters who brought academics to the podcasting world with the right blend of education and entertainment. Her hugely successful show, Astronomy Cast, found at astronomycast.com, was not her first dip in the pool.
Well, it all comes down to standing in the right place, bored at the right moment. I was at the American Astronomical Society meeting, and one of my soon-to-be co-hosts on Slacker Astronomy, Aaron Price, came up to me and said that he'd been reading on the airplane to the conference we were at about this new technology called podcasting and how it was being used to try and convert techno geeks to Christianity, and can't we use this to convert them to science?
They were trying to convert them to Christianity with a podcast?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That was a thing. It was a thing. So I said, sure. And we sucked in Travis, and the three of us got started a week later.
Within a week, they had their first episode of Slacker Astronomy online. I was one of the early listeners to Slacker Astronomy through a mutual listener we had on the Technorama podcast. As a side note, I've met Pamela a number of times at Dragon Con in Atlanta, Georgia, and she is as nice, if not nicer, in person than she is on the show. Okay, that didn't come out right. Okay, back to Slacker, the show. Slacker Astronomy ran for about 18 months until, as Pamela put it, life intervened, taking the show's hosts in different directions. Not one to let her podcasting passion sit idle, she quickly connected with a colleague, Fraser Kane, and started Astronomy Cast, which they call a weekly facts-based journey through the cosmos where we help you understand not only what we know, but how we know what we know. Great tagline, by the way. I asked her to describe Astronomy Cast in her own words.
It's Astronomy Cast is really this conversation between someone who absolutely loves everything about astronomy and wants to know everything about astronomy and a professional astronomer who can be there and answer their questions.
I know which one you are.
Yeah. So for me, it's like every week I'm taking oral exams. For Fraser, it's like every week he gets to like dig into something and learn it from the bottom up. And again, we're having fun with it.
Yeah, but he's not an ignorant neophyte, you know, firing idiot questions out. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, no, he's an avid amateur astronomer, publisher of a space news site. But at the end of the day, he didn't have to take quite as many physics courses.
He's cheating his way to expertise is what he's doing.
He is.
Astronomy Cast and its cousin podcast, 365 Days of Astronomy, have been finalists or winners of Parsec Awards from 2007 to 2012. And now Dr. Gay can be seen on occasion in episodes of The Universe explaining something like, "We might die when the universe ends." She's also been seen as a speaker of science and... She's also been seen as a speaker at science and sci-fi conventions. Both on her podcast and in real life, Dr. Gay does not shy away from being a fan as well.
Being a podcaster really opened me up to a whole new world I'm not sure I would ever have stepped into before. I've always been a science fiction nerd. It's been part of my identity since like fourth grade. But with podcasting, I get to go to all of these science fiction conventions, these idea festivals and maker fairs, and be there as someone with something to contribute, not just someone there to absorb. And I love that by doing something that I enjoy, that brings me pleasure, gives me an excuse to constantly keep learning new things, it also gives me a way to go in and give back a little. One of my favorite geek moments ever was at Pensacon a few years ago. I was in the green room between sessions and ran into Richard Hatch of the original and later Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. And for me, he'll always be Apollo. It's just the way it is. And I got to explain to him that the asteroid that exploded over Chelyabinsk in 2015 was probably an Apollo-class asteroid. So I got to explain to Apollo about Apollo-class asteroids. And I would never have gotten to do that if I wasn't a podcaster.
Geek points to you, Pamela. I asked Pamela, what advice do you have for people that are starting a podcast or just getting started?
If you don't absolutely love every part of what you're doing, you're going to stop. If you're someone who isn't detail-oriented, don't try and do a scripted, high production value show. If you are someone who's completely detail-oriented and absolutely can't stand hearing a single breath anywhere, make sure that you have enough time to get all the audio engineering done between episodes. And just find that happy medium where what you're doing fits into the space you have to do it without stressing you out. Because this isn't something that's going to make many people rich. Any people rich, probably.
Yeah.
But as long as you're doing it and getting pleasure out of the process of doing it, then none of that matters.
After more than a decade of doing the show almost every week, you would think the topics would start to run out. But Dr. Gay told me why she continues.
We keep having things left to say. There's still things about the universe that we haven't talked about. And what I love about doing Astronomy Cast is it gives me a reason to learn about all these different interesting things that are out there that otherwise I'd read like an article in a magazine and then move on with my day knowing they existed. But because I'm prepping for the shows, it gives me a justification to waste half a day learning something that isn't absolutely necessary to my career. And I love having an excuse to just keep learning. And on the other side of it, our fans are so excited about everything. And on those days where I forget why I'm doing this, because like why I'm doing astronomy, because I'm down in the weeds of budgeting and grant writing and reporting and all the administration stuff, I see how our fans get so excited about new discoveries that to me are like, meh. And then I start to get excited again because it's contagious.
And if you wonder if Dr. Gay knows what she's talking about, the doctor in her title is actually a PhD in astronomy from the University of Texas. So yes, she knows what she's talking about. What's even better is she makes it fun and interesting to listen to. This is another topic that can come across to some as dry and boring. But once again, the host's passion for the topic makes it a treat to consume. That's going to do it for this episode. A huge thank you to Dr. Pamela Gay for her time. I look forward to bringing you several more of these in upcoming weeks. Remember, you can find us on our website at podcastingfordummies.com, which also includes links to Facebook at Podcasting for Dummies, Twitter, PFD Authors, Instagram is also PFD Authors. Reach us on our voicemail line, 703-791-1701. or email us, pfdauthors@gmail.com. Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share alike, United States 3.0 license. Find out more about that at creativecommons.org. On behalf of T. Morris, I'm Chuck Tomasi saying, hot on, everybody.